好啦，跟住呢我哋就有一个呢都比较特别嘅一个嘅服务介绍啊。唔知以往有冇喺区会介绍过关于动物，有系咪？几年好耐之前。好，咁呢就我哋呢呢个议程呢係由香港爱护动物协会嘅服务介绍嚟嘅嘅简介。咁喺大家呢嘅文件嘅第二号，咁我哋呢都欢迎香港爱护动物协会动物福利副总监侯安娜女士、福利部营运经理黄静文女士，同埋呢係社区发展经理颜以玲女士嘅咁样。好，欢迎你哋。好，咁呢我就先请呢係香港爱护动物协会嘅代表呢係介绍文件，然后呢请各位委员呢係发表意见。唔該晒。
系咁，首先好多谢咁多位咧，就今日俾机会我哋嚟到同大家见面啦。咁喺我哋介绍我哋嘅工作之前咧，都想讲翻就系话，其实我哋之前都有向过唔同嘅社会里面嘅持份者系做过介绍我哋嘅工作嘅。譬如我哋向过一啲做物业管理嘅公司啦，或者甚至一啲私人嘅企业啦，一阵间都会解释一下嘅。因为其实咧就唔单止系一啲同动物相关嘅行业咧，先至会接触到动物，因为实际上动物咧喺我哋嘅周围都是无处不在的。咁所以今日亦都希望借呢个机会同各位议员都可以分享一下。咁首先就介绍翻我哋爱护动物协会嘅工作啦。咁我哋喺呢一个社区都服务咗系超过95年噶啦。咁其实你见到我哋系写咗拯救啦、教育啦、动物福利啦。咁因为其实喺95年前我哋啲前辈就已经定咗个好明确嘅方向。咁我哋喺动物福利上面我哋系必须要做一啲救助动物嘅工作，咁所以系拯救啦。而我哋嘅前辈亦都讲咗教育系一个好重要嘅范畴，因为教育先至可以彻彻底底系令到市民同动物系可以有个良好嘅相处，亦都系令到我哋作为动物主人咧，系可以執行我哋一个好嘅责任嘅。咁所以呢一方面咧，其实一路以嚟咧，我哋都系坚持紧嘅。咁首先介绍下我哋嘅服务啦。咁我哋喺香港咧，而家喺全港各区咧，就总共有10个嘅中心。咁而我哋提供嘅服务咧，就包括咗咧，系一啲24小时嘅动物拯救嘅服务啦。咁所以我哋有个24小时嘅热线，我哋有7个兽医诊所啦。我哋有一个24小时嘅动物医院啦。我哋有4个嘅领养中心，有流动嘅绝育车、流动嘅医疗车，同埋6部嘅动物拯救车。咁其实我哋都尽量希望咧，就系我哋嘅服务系可以覆盖香港每一个角落嘅市民嘅需要嘅。咁而好概括咁讲一讲我哋主要嘅工作啦。咁我哋其实就主要嘅工作咧，尤其是我哋系希望向西贡区议会嘅各位议员介绍翻咧，就系一啲动物生育嘅控制，一啲社区嘅教育。一啲帮助所有动物嘅唔同嘅方案啦，同埋一啲处理动物相关嘅问题。咁呢一方面咧，我哋以下咧都会详细讲解一下嘅。咁其实动物生育控制简单嚟讲就系即系绝育啦。咁其实咧，我哋系透过一啲持续可行嘅方法咧，系使用绝育呢一个计划咧，系控制动物嘅数量。咁因为咧，如果我哋唔控制好动物嘅数量嘅话咧，其实我哋会见到嗰个图表咧，嗰个 curve 咧就唔会向下跌嘅。咁喺动物生育控制里边咧，主要咧我哋都系做一啲猫仔同狗仔嘅绝育。咁所以你见到嗰两个小动物咧，都系猫仔同狗仔嚟嘅。咁而我哋呢一啲动物生育控制服务嘅对象咧，就系包括有主人养嘅宠物，同埋社区里边嘅动物，社区里边嘅猫狗。咁而我哋咧就系透过咧，尤其是喺社区里边嘅猫狗咧，我哋系透过同一啲义工嘅合作啦，或者系同一啲社区人士嘅合作咧，咁我哋就系会提供一啲免费嘅绝育服务咧，俾一啲社区里边嘅动物嘅。咁其中一个服务咧就叫做猫只领域护理计划 CCCP。咁其实呢一个服务我哋推出咗超过系16年嘅时间噶啦，2000年已经推出，咁其实成效就非常之好嘅。咁由2000年到而家咧，我哋系做咗超过60000只社区猫只嘅绝育。咁猫只嘅特别之处咧就系佢哋嘅繁殖能力好高嘅，佢哋每一年可以生4胎，每一胎可以生到6只。 每一隻貓去到大概半歲又可以再繁殖佢嘅下一代。咁所以其實呢六萬隻貓嘅絕育咧，其實相等於我哋已經係減省咗過百萬頭嘅小貓咧喺社區裏面出現。咁你可以想象就係話，如果當年我哋冇得到漁護處嘅批准，冇得到社區嘅合作去推行呢一個計劃嘅話咧，咁香港就真係遍地都係貓嘅。咁所以呢一個咧其實係非常之重要嘅一個計劃。咁亦都咧呢一個計劃咧，其實透過義工嘅協作咧，我哋係負責翻咧所有絕育啊防疫針的費用，咁義工只是幫我哋去喺社區裏邊咧帶到啲貓隻嚟做絕育嘅啫。咁除此之外咧，唐狗咧我哋都有一個絕育嘅計劃，咁呢一個計劃咧就比較近年先推行嘅。咁而喺2015至2016年之間咧，我哋亦都係透過義工嘅協作咧，我哋就為超過2500隻唐狗咧係做絕育。咁如果大家有養狗嘅朋友可能都知咧，其實啲中大型狗隻咧，佢一胎都可以生好多隻狗仔嘅，生8隻狗仔都好平常嘅事。咁所以2500隻狗隻嘅絕育咧，其實對社區嚟講都係一個好大嘅得益咯。咁除此之外咧，除咗為一啲社區動物服務之外咧，其實我哋當然都為一啲有主人養嘅狗仔服務，同埋為佢哋嘅主人服務啦。咁所以我哋喺西貢同埋坑口咧，都有我哋兩間嘅診所，咁咧就方便啲主人咧帶佢哋嘅狗仔啦、貓仔啦嚟做絕育同埋睇病嘅。咁而除此之外咧，我哋亦都有個叫動物絕育資助計劃，就係一啲資助券啦。咁市民咧可以向我哋咧申請呢一啲資助券，當佢哋去到參與呢個計劃嘅私家或者我哋嘅獸醫診所做絕育服務嘅時候咧，係可以即時得到100至300元嘅現金折扣。咁我哋都希望就係話，即係唔好一定係淨係用我哋 SPC 嘅服務，係方便大家嘅，去到街口都有嘅。咁呢個就希望提供一啲便捷俾各位嘅狗貓狗主人嘅。咁而除咗絕育之外咧，我哋都做好多社區教育嘅工作，因為我哋好相信就係一個社區和諧咧，先至係一個最重要嘅。我哋養貓仔狗仔嘅主人亦都唔應該淨係諗自己，亦都要諗埋我哋嘅鄰舍。所以咧，我哋喺社區教育方面咧，我哋係做咗一啲工作，包括我哋係設計咗一啲海報啦，我哋係會為一啲物業管理公司咧提供呢啲海報貼喺佢哋屋苑裏面嘅。除此之外咧，我哋都係提供好多資訊咧，同主人或者係其他市民去分享嘅。咁譬如我哋咧都會去唔同嘅屋苑做一啲講座，嚟緊呢個星期六我都會去上月一間係一個喺元朗嘅屋苑。咁早前佢哋都有一啲唔同嘅紛爭啦，就有啲市民報就話懷疑有啲老鼠藥嘅毒理，咁其實可能都係因為啲狗主咧同埋其他居民嘅相處有啲矛盾，咁所以我哋都會去翻呢一啲地方咧，同佢哋提議一下，其實做狗主我哋點樣可以做翻好自己，再做得好少少，令到人哋中意我哋嘅狗仔啦，而其他居民咧，亦都可以點樣咧，可以同我哋嘅動物係相處得和諧少少。咁呢一個我哋都會經常去做嘅。我哋亦都會幫唔同嘅屋苑咧，佢哋嘅居民嘅專訊啊、櫃行、月行咧，可以提供一啲照顧動物嘅信息。咁我哋希望就盡量令到多啲動物主人咧係可以識得飼養佢動物養得好。咁譬如我哋都會幫感受花園啦，因為佢哋好多時都有啲室外嘅範圍。咁狗仔如果擺咗喺花園裏邊成日吠啊，或者便溺清潔得唔好，係會影響到佢哋嘅鄰居嘅。咁所以對於吠聲點樣處理啦，或者便溺點樣可以處理得好啲，唔使令到個便溺長期留喺個花園裏邊，等到我放工先翻去清理，影響到鄰居好臭嘅。呢啲我哋都會提供一啲 tips 俾佢哋，咁盡量都係希望咧，其實成個社區裏邊有養動物同冇養動物嘅人士咧，都可以係好和諧咁樣共處嘅。咁而我哋亦都咧係有同唔同嘅區議會啦，或者係民政處咧做一啲社區嘅嘉年華嘅工作。咁譬如呢一個就係我哋同荃灣區議會咧經常都合作噶啦，我哋基本上每兩年都會搞一次一個大型嘅嘉年華。咁其實我哋希望透過呢啲活動啦，用一啲輕鬆啲嘅方式咧，就唔好好似教學咁樣啊！你唔識先至要嚟聽嘅啫，其實唔係嘅。玩玩下裏面你又學到好多信息。小朋友參與一啲攤位遊戲，亦都接觸到一啲點樣同動物相處嘅良好資訊咧。咁其實亦都係可以咧，係更加係締造一個和諧嘅社區嘅。咁而除此之外啦，即係我哋嘅前輩都講咗，我哋係要救動物嘅，我哋要幫動物嘅。咁所以我哋有一支24小時嘅動物拯救嘅團隊咧，就係四出去救唔同嘅動物。咁我哋見到途中咧，就係一隻狗仔跌咗啲引水道啦。咁其實喺香港唔同嘅地方都有好多呢一啲咁樣嘅，即係對動物嚟講唔係好天然嘅環境，佢哋落咗去唔即刻上翻嚟，咁我哋會幫一幫佢哋。 甚至就係你見到呢一張相啦，嗰隻貓咧就企喺一個好高嘅位置，呢度應該係十幾樓嘅。咁好多時啲養貓嘅主人亦都冇裝翻啲窗網啦，咁貓仔走咗出去之後咧，走唔翻入去，咁我哋同事咧就會去幫佢帶翻只貓仔入屋裏邊嘅。甚至有時一啲野生動物我哋都會救，野豬啦、牛啦、赤鯨啦，我哋都救好多。咁我亦都記得我哋之前都試過喺西貢區咧都救過好多牛嘅。因為牛經常都會即係遇到一啲意外嘅，咁所以呢一個咧亦都係我哋可以幫助市民啦，同埋幫助動物嘅其中一個渠道。咁除咗求先嘅特定服務之外咧，我哋都會因應唔同嘅社區環境咧，或者因應唔同嘅情況咧，我哋都會提供翻一啲動物相關嘅服務。因為正如頭先講啦，其實唔單止係可以養貓嘅屋苑咧，先至同動物相關。其實每一個社區裏邊咧，你一定都有動物，貓狗以外你都會有馬騮啦、野豬啦、雀仔啦。咁所以我哋咧都好關注嘅。咁譬如呢一個例子就係我哋之前咧係去過坪洲，就同佢哋社區咧做咗一個教育同絕育嘅整個星期嘅計劃。咁當然呢一類活動咧，其實就一定要有社區領袖嘅協助嘅，咁我哋先至可以得到居民嘅參與啦，同埋佢哋都借出一個場地咧，俾我哋設立咗一個臨時嘅手術室。咁喺一個星期裏面咧，我哋幫咗53隻貓同埋狗絕育，亦都幫咗社區裏面咧48隻貓狗咧係打咗防疫針。咁打防疫針當然咧就係即係對於嗰個衞生保障會好啲啦。咁除此之外咧，我哋亦都透過呢一個活動咧，見到好多社區裏面嘅居民啦。咁我哋做翻一啲傾偈啊、教育啊、一啲遠銷嘅方法咧，就即係同佢哋分享翻點樣照顧動物嘅心得。咁亦都為島上嘅同學咧提供咗啲教育嘅講座嘅。除此之外咧，頭先都講啦，即係除咗社區，有時個別機構咧都不免咧係會同動物係扯上關係。咁譬如我哋見到呢一張相就係咧，我哋之前咧就幫過地下鐵。咁其實如果大家有印象咧，2014年嘅時候咧，佢哋有一隻唐狗係走咗入去一個車站嘅路軌上邊。咁啊，好不幸嗰隻狗就被車撞死咗。咁亦都引起咗社會上面好大嘅迴響啦。喺 Facebook 上面好多嘅意見啦，甚至啲市民去到佢哋總部示威，去到上水嘅站頭外示威啦。咁對於一個企業嚟講咧，其實都係一個幾大嘅壓力，因為佢哋係營運一個運輸系統嘅。其實動物佢哋唔係專家，咁所以我哋都同佢哋見咗面啦，提供咗一啲方案，就係第一，點樣去防範動物闖入佢哋嘅系統裏面，這個防範措施是非常重要。第二就是說，始終沿線的鐵路這麼長的範圍呢，有時始終是百物一疏。In case 如果動物走進去的時候，他們怎樣可以做一個好的方法，可以友善地驅趕一隻動物離開，即是引導一隻動物離開那個範圍，或者甚至如果不是的，可能是detain 了它先，將個動物安全地逗留在一個位置，等我們的同事去到幫它做一個救援。因為亦都理解它們如果停了那個列車服務呢，對香港都有一個很大的影響。所以呢，這一張照片就是我們在後來呢去回它們八鄉的車廠呢，就幫它們做一些巡查的工作，看看在那個車廠範圍裏面又有什麼地方可以加強那個防止動物進入車廠的工作的。咁其實除咗地下鐵之外咧，這個就係一個道路系統，青馬嘅道路系統，青馬橋啦、大欖隧道啦，其實佢哋都喺山邊，亦都好多時咧會有啲狗仔啊，或者甚至貓仔都會有啦，走咗入去佢哋個隧道啊，或者係道路系統上邊嘅。咁所以我哋都會同佢哋做翻啲培訓啦，點樣去防範，或者係如果動物入咗去之後咧，點樣可以安全地咧誘導只動物離開。咁其實亦都唔單止係青馬橋嗰邊，喺紅隧啊、其他隧道，我哋都間唔止咧都會接觸到啲求助咧，幫佢哋救翻啲動物嘅。咁甚至咧，除咗地鐵啊，除咗青馬橋系統之外咧，其實早前咧，機場嘅停機坪亦都有隻野豬走咗入去，咁亦都有傳媒報道到啦，機場特警咧就去捉咗嗰隻野豬，影到一啲即係流曬血嘅場面，咁變咗市民亦都係關注嘅，咁所以而家我哋都會好主動咧，同唔同嘅機構啦，公營機構又好，私人機構又好，都提供翻唔同嘅服務咧，希望幫到動物，亦都幫到機構嗰個運作嘅。咁而呢一張相咧就係我哋喺九肚山一個屋苑，咁其實佢哋喺半山咧就正正就係起咗喺一啲馬騮嘅居所裏面，佢哋喺山上面起咗個屋苑。咁屋苑喺真正入伙之前咧，都同我哋做過一啲諮詢，就係點樣可以防止咧馬騮或者係其他嘅野生動物咧闖入屋苑裏面。咁我哋都聯同漁護處一齊俾翻啲意見，其實重點就係動物嚟到屋苑咧都係為咗食嘅啫。 咁如果我哋喺嗰個廢物嘅棄置方面處理得好，唔好咁容易俾嗰啲野生動物係接觸到一啲食物嘅來源嘅話，即係我哋嘅垃圾，咁其實就可以減少咧嗰啲動物嚟到屋苑裏邊逗留嘅。咁除此之外，我哋都同咧居民做翻啲講座啦，因為垃圾房處理得好之餘咧，我哋個露台咧都唔好成日放啲麵包啊、牛奶啊、香蕉啊咁，咁其實都係大問題嘅。咁所以我哋都會同啲居民做翻啲講座。咁我哋希望就係從唔同嘅方面咧，都可以協助咧解決一啲社區裏邊嘅問題。甚至咧就系呢啲系特别系可能西贡区议会咧系可能会有兴趣了解多啲啦。譬如咧，头先讲咗可能猫狗方面我哋亦都有经验啦，但系咧野生动物亦都系可以经常咧喺我哋社区里边造成一啲嘅干扰嘅。例如牛隻啦，頭先講個野豬啦、馬騮啦，咁所以我哋亦都之前咧向過政府部門啦，或者係唔同嘅區議會都提議過嘅，可以譬如避免啲牛隻進入一啲道路系統裏面啦，咁亦都係影響咗西貢交通，因為其實西貢好多時都係靠一條主幹道啦，咁可以係設置一啲牛路坑。或者是一些閘門，咁可以避免嗰啲牛隻咧係唔覺意走咗入道路系統裏面咧，阻住道路啊，或者係被車到啊，咁其實對市民嚟講，亦都係一啲好痛心嘅事情嚟嘅。咁甚至咧，譬如對野豬咧，亦都有方法，因為正如頭先講啦，動物嘅出現都係無非為咗揾食物嘅啫。咁如果喺我哋一啲郊野公園嘅範圍裏面咧，我哋有啲牢固少少嘅垃圾桶，等佢哋唔容易推翻嘅，攞唔到食物嘅話咧，野豬其實就唔會走落嚟噶啦，佢就會留翻喺個山頭上面啦。同埋有時咧，野豬都會咧，可能係對一啲居民種植嘅農作物有興趣嘅，因為都係佢哋嘅天然食物啦。咁所以如果我哋喺一啲圍欄裏面加固咗嘅話咧，其實都可以防止啲野豬進入太接近民居，咁就即係避免對市民咧構成一啲傷害嘅。最後就係馬騮，其實馬騮就幾難對付，因為佢哋好聰明。咁所以咧，其實呢一個咧都係取材自漁護處嘅一啲單張咧，就係一啲腳踏式嘅比較重嘅垃圾桶。咁馬騮咧踩得開咧，佢又踩得到落去咧，佢又未必開到個蓋，開到個蓋咧，佢又未必攞到裏面嘅食物。咁冇食物嘅時候咧，馬騮自然就唔會咁容易咧喺啲郊野公園聚集。咁佢哋就可能喺翻森林裏邊咧食佢哋天然嘅食材。咁呢一個就係一個好嘅方法啦。當然亦都我哋要教啲市民就唔好去到喂馬騮啊、喂牛啊、喂野豬啊，呢個亦都係非常之重要嘅。咁除此之外咧，頭先嗰啲就係講點樣去避免啲動物係太過接近我哋嘅社區啦。咁但係有時喺啲社區建設上面咧，而家嘅訴求咧，市民嘅訴求都係希望咧可以人同我哋嘅寵物係共融嘅。咁譬如上個星期六咧，我就去咗一個東區，講到東區嘅一個公眾諮詢會，咁就係講緊東區走廊下面咧，就建議起條板道。咁其實除咗我之外咧，就好多現場嘅市民都提一個意見，就係話想希望咧俾啲寵物使用嘅。咁所以喺呢一啲範疇裏面咧，我哋都好積極係會參與呢公眾諮詢。譬如之前就會去過灣仔北同北角嘅一個海旁嘅一個諮詢會啦。咁將來 rebuild 翻個海旁嘅時候咧，點樣可以做到一啲人與動物共融同埋安全嘅環境啦？頭先講嗰個東區嘅板道啦，甚至就係其他我哋喺各方面咧，都會係希望提供到一啲係友善啦，同埋可行嘅意見。咁唔係淨係 favor 曬動物嘅，我哋都會顧及咧動物同埋其他市民所需。咁亦都喺呢啲諮詢會裏面都提一提咧，其實就係話我哋亦都好積極咧，希望同各個地區嘅區議會合作咧，做翻啲社區教育嘅工作嘅。咁總括啦，咁除咗頭先講嗰啲特別啲，我覺得係比較同西貢區議會相關嘅服務之外咧，其實我哋仲有好多其他多元化嘅服務。咁當然我哋有獸醫服務啦，我哋喺我哋嘅灣仔啦、九龍啦、西貢坑口啦、錦繡花園、梅窩同長洲都有診所嘅，咁就為我哋嘅寵物就提供醫療啊、絕育啊各樣需要嘅服務。咁除此之外，我哋都有阿 Fiona 統領嘅福利部咧，就會有一啲領養嘅服務啦，咁幫一啲冇屋企嘅貓貓狗狗小動物咧揾個屋企俾佢，咁亦都係減少社區裏面動物過剩嘅問題嘅。咁除此之外咧，除咗做社區教育，我哋亦都有專責嘅隊伍咧，就學校做一啲教育嘅，或者係青少年團體。咁其實喺舊年咧，我哋就接觸過237間嘅學校同埋青少年團體咧，就為咗24,000位青少年咧，系提供一啲接触动物啊，或者系尊重生命嘅教育讲座嘅，系啦。咁以上就系一啲简介我哋协会嘅服务。咁想睇下，其实各位区议员朋友有冇啲乜嘢问题想提问？咁我哋都有两位专家喺度可以提供翻啲意见嘅。
好，唔该晒。咁睇下我哋同事就住相关动物福利啊，或者就住爱护动物协会嘅服务咧，睇下大家有冇查询嘅。 啊，譬如话多牛隻嘅地区啊，多流浪狗啊嘅村落啊，有冇？好，李家良议员。
多谢主席。咁多谢爱耀动物协会嘅讲解啦。咁其实西贡咧，即系好多啲野生动物咧喺生活嘅。咁即系早前我哋区议会都建议过咧，就话想喺迷水埗度做呢个牛路坑嘅。咁但系就因为运输署有啲意见啦，就唔能够成事。其实我哋都想听下咧，你哋有冇咩建议系即系可以更加可以落实到呢个嘅建议，即系依家我唔知道你有冇了解到啦，喺边度装呢个牛路坑啦？即系会唔会系系咪喺设计上面可以有啲改善啦？或者会唔会喺其他地方做到去得到咧？另外都好多居民咧就投诉一啲野猪嘅问题嘅，咁其实依家就即系市民咧都分成两派啦，有啲就想有啲唔中意，但系有啲人想保护啊咁样。其实点样可以即系令到呢两派嘅人可以共融咧？即系啲野猪唔好搞到人，但系又可以保护到佢哋咁样样。头先我都见到你哋有啲设计嗰啲垃圾桶咧，就系唔好即系咁容易推翻嗰啲咧。其实你哋有冇建议过即系食环署嗰边有冇即系同食环署倾过关于呢个设计？咁佢哋初步有冇啲咩回应？即係有冇可以落實得到啦嚇？咁同埋馬騮問題，西貢咧我都見到有啲馬騮出沒。其實你哋嘅觀察咧，西貢嘅馬騮問題嚴唔嚴重咧？有冇惡化趨勢咧？即係有冇啲咩可以做得到？睇下即係唔好即係引申到好似將來馬騮變成好似牛同埋豬嘅問題咁，我有多樣嘢嚟頭痛咁樣啦嚇。多謝主席。
好，黎明澤議員。
好，多謝主席，有多謝我動物協會嘅朋友嚟到去西貢區議會去做個講解嘅。咁我都想了解一下，因為你都有兩個唔同嘅計劃，包括係關於貓隻個領域嗰個豬肉啦，同埋即係糖狗嘅豬肉計劃。咁我想了解一下你哋有冇啲數字係西貢區或者甚至係將軍澳新市鎮裏面你哋有冇做過呢啲嘅嘢？如果有嘅時候，可能有幾多嘅數量係做咗出嚟啦？喺呢兩個計劃裏面。咁同埋都想即係了解一下咧，即係我見到你哋會有一啲嘅社區工作或者照顧動物嘅工作坊，好似即主要俾屋苑一啲即可以養動物嘅屋苑去做咁樣。咁我想了解一下你哋，即應該我都見到有唔少，有陣時都撞到你哋啲攤位嘅，係一啲動物聚集嘅地方。咁我想問，其實喺嗰啲情況下，你哋會唔會都會做一啲嘅宣傳呢？尤其是例如我哋區裏面有唔同嘅，有好多即寵物嘅主人會帶住寵物去嘅地方，例如寵物公園，甚至喺將軍路一啲比較少人嘅行人路啦，咁同埋一啲海濱西貢海旁嗰啲地方，你哋會唔會即係主力喺呢度好多即係動物同埋佢嘅主人聚集嘅地方去做一啲嘅宣傳，去教佢哋點樣去照顧動物，甚至係一啲嘅小嘅技巧，令到減少佢哋同其他居民嘅衝突咁樣。咁同埋到最後一樣嘢就係喺領養服務方面，其實呢一樣係一件即係好事，亦都係好多而家市民都好想去即係推廣，都好想去做到嘅嘢。咁睇下可唔可以即係加強一啲宣傳，即係除咗可能運區員去幫手宣傳之外，睇下一啲可以養到動物嘅屋苑。可能即係加強喺裏面嘅宣傳，去令到即係佢哋即係既然屋苑係俾佢哋養動物嘅時候，喺佢哋去選擇即係購置新動物嘅時候，可以知道有呢個途徑，亦都方便佢哋去真係為咗我哋即係保護啲動物去出一分力咯。跟住即係
好，跟住李文光議員。
係，多謝主席，亦都多謝愛護動物協會嘅同事簡介。咁就住頭先嘅簡介，有少少嘢想問一問翻。因為其中愛護動物協會咪提過，喺區內有啲屋苑啊，搞啲活動啊，或者宣傳啊之類。其實李議員亦都提過話，喺街道亦都見到一啲 counter 之後，其實我都想知道喺譬如喺西貢入面，即係譬如西貢同埋將軍澳啦，咁就大約通常有幾多嘅活動嘅宣傳咁樣。因為其實我就好希望愛護動物協會就多啲落。譬如我哋將軍澳呢邊就多啲呢類宣傳嘅，當中包括一啲點樣飼養動物啊，或者喺照顧個小動物嘅時候一啲要留意嘅嘢。因為其實我自己喺將軍澳南呢邊就經常收到啲街坊講咧，因為你知始終呢邊多人帶啲狗出去散步，咁就牽涉到一啲糞便嘅問題，咁就甚至乎都有啲街坊叫我 同食環講喺啲欄杆度加啲告示啊之如此類嘅情況底下，咁我亦都希望我活動物協會會唔會有啲地區嘅宣傳，可能去屋苑啦、啊，或者喺啲街道喺啲其他地方之類做一啲咁嘅宣傳咁樣，咁亦都教導啲狗住咁樣。咁另外亦都想問一下關於流浪貓狗嗰啲絕育會唔會有啲相關嘅資料？因為其實我都聽過有啲街坊，因為佢因為好鍾意小動物咁樣，其實好多時有陣時清凌晨四五點就已經走去攞住啲食物去喂啲貓啊之類，咁但就其實始終都會令到有部分街坊覺得唔鍾意啊，可能覺得影響衛生啊之類嘅情況得，因為我頭先都見到你哋個數據就會話絕育幫助到一啲貓隻繁殖嗰個問題，咁我都想睇下會唔會有呢一類數據咁樣啦。好多謝主席。
好，温啟明議員。
唔該主席，咁亦都好歡迎協會嘅朋友今日嚟到區議會嗰度同我哋簡介你嘅服務啦。咁好高興就係見到呢，其實而家都好多唔同坊間嘅團體啦，包括你哋協會啦，其實都對呢啲我哋嘅可能啲流浪嘅貓狗，甚至啲家養嘅動物都越嚟越關心嘅。咁譬如就我咁諗啦，其實都同一啲坊間嘅唔同一啲嘅愛護動物嘅團體，其實都係之前都開過好多次會，就傾一啲點樣去一啲對一啲流浪嘅貓狗去進行啲照顧同埋啲絕育啦。咁我想請問一下你哋愛護動物協會嘅朋友，即係會唔會其實可以有啲合作嘅空間，可以同坊間啲團體一齊去做？咁一來一方面可以為你哋提供多啲人力啦，另外方便亦都可以話一啲可能佢哋本身都係駐扎咗喺度，可能20幾30年、30年嘅當區嘅一啲民間嘅團體，雖然比較細啦，咁亦都可能話可以互相即係。即將大家嘅互相結合補，即係補將財補短咁樣啦。咁睇下會唔會可以做到呢樣嘢咧？或者如果你如果本身有嘅，都可以同我哋講介翻啦。咁另外咧，頭先兩位議員都講過嘅，就係話對一啲你哋協會一啲嘅資訊啊，或者甚至一啲講座啊，其實我哋都好有興趣嘅。咁我想請問咧，頭先我聽到咧，你都間中會有時發放一啲類似海報或者資訊啦，為教人哋點樣人狗共融啊、人貓共融之類等等嘅。我想問下你哋大概個資訊會幾耐發放一次，或者係？我哋作為區議員啦，或者一個地區其他唔同嘅團體咧，佢哋如果想話係你哋攞得到呢啲資訊嘅時候，應該係有啲咩途徑咧？應該點樣聯絡到你哋攞到啲資訊，可以協助到你哋宣傳咧？咁另外，但係同樣頭先啱啱講嗰啲講座或者資訊嘅話，如果我哋想喺我哋自己當區搞啲講座嘅話，咁應該聯絡你哋邊一位嘅同事，或者應該點樣做咧？唔該曬。
好，張美容議員，
係唔該主席，都是那個流浪貓狗的問題，因為即我們將軍澳區即其實現在就很多地盤的，那些地盤呢即 興建完樓之後呢，當然有些地盤狗呢就被那些地盤遺棄了，造成那些流浪貓狗的問題。其實即譬如我自己都收過有些街坊投訴過，譬如在近住工業村啊，或者百勝閣啊，或者環保大道一帶咧，即係其實都有啲流浪貓狗喺夜晚嘅時候會吠啦，或者可能有啲出沒咁嘅情況。咁佢哋泊完車咁咧，亦都見到啲流浪狗，有啲街坊都好擔心嘅。咁但係佢哋咧，即係一般佢哋123啊，或者揾漁護署咧，咁漁護署就其實會捉咗佢之後，就可能人就毀滅噶啦。咁當然我哋即係作為一啲即係愛動物嘅一啲議員啦，或者一啲市民，其實都唔希望見到咁嘅情況嘅。咁所以即係睇下愛護動物協會，你哋可唔可以有啲主動啲嘅措施，一啲方案可以譬如我哋將軍澳區裏面嘅一啲情況，流浪貓狗嘅情況，可以譬如將佢哋幫佢哋絕育啊，或者有冇啲措施可以即係改善到而家咁嘅問題咧？唔該。
好，或者先請你回應先好嗎？嚇，唔該。
My apologies. My colleague will try to translate what I say. In terms of the cattle and the cattle grids, for placement, really, we'd have to work with the community, the local representatives, the rural committee, district councillors, and AFCD to pick the best location for a cattle grid in terms of blocking the movement of the cattle. There's no point in putting the cattle grid in the road if the cattle can easily go around the grid in a different way. So I think for placement, we haven't got any concrete ideas at the moment, but obviously taking in mind that some of the more problematic cattle are being relocated into the country park, putting a grid to try and stop them migrating back into town is a key target. But other locations, we'd have to work with different parties on case-by-case basis.
咁就阿 Fiona 嘅意思就係話，其實咧我哋冇話即係特別一個好核定個地方話，我哋一定要放嗰個牛坑啦。咁其實咧，你揀牛坑嗰個地方咧，其實要同好多可能同鄉事委員會啊，同嗰啲居民啊去傾，因為如果你放喺一個地方，嗰啲牛係可以即係喺側邊已經行過到嘅話，咁其實冇起到嗰個作用嘅。咁當然可能要大家要去居民去傾下，同嗰、那個即係區議員嗰啲去傾下，究竟個牛坑可以放喺邊度？但係我哋暫時就冇話一個肯定話，即係有個建議話你放曬放喺邊度咁樣咯。
On the rubbish bins, we will continue to lobby FDHD to put proper rubbish bins and enough rubbish bins in black spot areas where potentially wild animals and also stray animals may get access. This is an issue not just for bin design, again, but size and number of bins and also human behaviour. Sometimes there will be too much rubbish for the bins that are there, so even if they are animal proof, and then people will also put rubbish outside the bins because they can't put the rubbish or don't want to put the rubbish inside for some reason. So it's a dual approach in terms of working with FEHD and also AFCD to make sure there are enough bins in the different locations, but also to educate people to use the bins properly. And again, we really need to tackle the human behaviour of animal feeding. Some people, even if there is a bin present, will actually leave food by the side of the bin or at the rubbish collection stations because they think there are animals that will want to eat that food.
係，咁就其實講就係嗰個垃圾桶咧，即係設計一啲垃圾桶係防止動物去攞啦。其實唔係淨係咁簡單，可能係講緊要研究埋嗰個數量啦。因為好多時可能咧，其實個垃圾桶咧有呢、這個防止動物去入，即係去打開個垃圾桶啦。但可能個垃圾桶嘅數量唔夠啊，咁市民咧就會放喺個垃圾桶側邊嗰啲位置咯。咁同埋咧放喺邊個區域咧？因為可能你放呢啲垃圾桶係多啲野生動物可能會去揾嘢食嘅地方咯，係。咁同埋就係、是、即係都要同食環署啦，同埋漁護署去，即係可能要去合作，要去傾呢樣嘢咯。
For wild boars, again there are multiple issues there. In terms of getting more people to be more tolerant, we have to understand the issues and make them aware of what they can do to maybe avoid nuisance, for instance, using fencing or changing their habits so they don't actually encourage boars to come in. And also we need to look at the fundamental issue of population control. Again, the culling is very contentious and really is a reactive measure. So we've been advocating to the government to try and be more proactive in terms of animal birth control, looking at contraceptive programs that have been used overseas to try and limit the reproduction of the boars. So again, that's a multiple aspect.
是因為野豬這個問題呢其實都挺難搞的，因為即係好難，有啲市民可以贊成，有啲市民可以反對。其實即係可能個重點要係同漁護處合作咧，去即係點樣可以控制嗰個野豬嘅數目嘅問題咯。係，因為其實我哋都好即係建議咗漁護處咧，就係主動啲，可能要點樣去控制野豬嘅問題，嗰個數目嘅問題。
With regards to the cat colony care program, unfortunately, sorry, we didn't bring any specific figures for the Sykkun district, but we can definitely send some figures later on. But what I will say is that there are many areas of Sykkun that don't have this program operating. So if you know of somebody who is feeding cats, please take one of our leaflets and give it to them because they shouldn't be feeding cats that aren't neutered. And number two, try and encourage people to be thoughtful when they're doing that as well. In addition, with regards to nuisance caused with people trying to catch the cats at 4 a.m. in the morning or maybe even help with some dogs, quite often with these animals, they're very shy of humans and that's the best time to try to catch them. And also it probably causes less nuisance if it's done at that time of the day rather than during the day as well. But we can, if you are aware of specific incidents, please call us to the hotlines because we can actually follow up with the volunteers and give them some advice on how to change their operation so they don't cause as much disturbance. And again, the final one, or two actually, we do work with many groups local groups. So, for instance, in the Cyclone area, we work with Cyclone Buffalo Watch, Cattle Angels, Home Dog Home, Cyclone Stray Friends, Paws Guardian, multiple groups. Those are just a few. So we do work with other groups and very happy to. And with regards to construction site dogs, we do think this is a major problem. In 2000, we worked with AFTD to introduce a code of practice for construction site dogs, and our mongrel dog detecting program does specifically target construction sites. So please refer any construction sites you're aware of into us, and we can go out to see what's happening there and see whether they are willing to have their dogs neutered. The other thing that we could suggest is that if you're aware of any development projects that are going ahead, you could request that compliance with the code of practice on construction sites is part of the agreements, the legal agreements that those contractors and the developers have to sign. And so you can actually make them more aware of their responsibility. But again, it is about education and trying to change people and trying to view these dogs as not disposable, which is what Rebecca will talk about a bit on the other education aspects.
咁頭先 Fiona 講咧，就係、是、其實咧都有關流浪貓嗰個問題啦。咁其實咧都知道咧，就係、是、西貢嗰度咧，其實可能都即係有好多流浪貓嗰個位置咧，其實係未有參與我哋嗰個流浪貓住育計劃嘅。咁其實咧我哋都即係都喺我哋一路都教育緊咧，餵貓者咧其實都要考慮其他人嘅。咁譬如你話譬如有位議員頭先講話啊，佢哋凌晨四點鐘咧可能餵貓啦，咁可能有時影響到個市民啦。咁其實咧可能點解嗰個義工要去凌晨四點鐘去餵貓咧？因為通常流浪動物咧比較怕醜啊，咁所以咧日頭白白好多人嘅時候咧，佢哋未必出嚟，咁所以嗰啲義工可能先至即係凌晨四點鐘去餵動物。咁當然如果咧，譬如你哋見到有即係如果區議員都見到有可能有特別個別嘅人士或者義工咧，其實佢哋可能餵動物嘅時候咧，其實即係有影響到其他人咧，其實咧我哋協會咧好樂意咧，即係如果你哋可以轉介嗰個聯絡或者嗰個位置喺邊度咧，其實我哋都好樂意去同嗰個個別人士啊去傾啊，或者可能教育下佢啊。其實當然我哋唔主張話係餵流浪動物嘅，咁但係因為如果有啲人即係佢堅持要去餵嘅話咧，咁其實我哋都可以個別去同佢哋傾，去同佢哋跟進呢樣嘢咯，係啊，即係盡量減低嗰個滋擾咯，對其他人嘅滋擾咯。咁然後咧就係有關嗰、那個其實協會咧都同咧好多團體咧，個別團體咧其實都有合作嘅，即係例如頭先阿 Fiona 講咗咩西貢水牛啊，同埋嗰啲
Home Dog Home 啊，西貢 Stray Friends 嗰啲，
係啦，一紮嗰啲團體其實都有合作到嘅。咁就係、是、即係其實同埋另外咧就係、是、如果你有個別再有你哋有個別或者可能有其他機構係想同我哋再做啲乜嘢嘅一啲 function 嘅，其實我哋都歡好樂意好歡迎嘅，係啊，即管聯絡我哋。咁另外咧就係、是、有關地盤狗隻咧，其實咧喺2000年咧協會咧同漁護處咧就有一個合作做咗一個文件嘅，就有規定咧，如果地盤咧工作地盤咧其實要。如果要飼養即係一啲工作狗隻啦，喺個地盤嗰度咧，其實有一啲規管嘅。咁其實如果有依啲咁嘅問題咧，其實我哋都歡迎你哋聯絡我哋，我哋咧會可能再同嗰個地盤去再即係可能去再講咯。因為點解？其實我哋都知道咧，有好多流浪狗啊，或者好多地盤狗啊，咁嗰啲人就算佢冇棄遺棄狗隻，但係佢都帶住佢哋嘅，又俾只狗周圍走啊。咁其實我哋協會好似之前阿 Rebecca 講，其實我哋有個流浪狗住育計劃、唐狗住育計劃，其實就係針對呢啲。我哋有同事咧就上門去同佢傾啦。啊，其實嗱，你地盤養狗咧，其實政府有規管嘅喎，原來漁護處有規管嘅喎。啊，其實要住育嘅，要攞狗牌啊。咁其實我哋有主動去做呢啲嘢嘅，就係因為點解有唐狗計劃，就係我哋就係專針對呢啲嘅情況咯。係啦，咁同埋就係即係。其實最緊要即係我哋都覺得係即係教育市民咯，其實係最重要嘅，因為係啊。
咁或者我都好快答翻頭先幾位議員問過社區教育嗰方面啦。咁其實我哋之前都有同過個別西貢區議會嘅議員咧係聯絡過嘅，咁都提出過係想喺區裏邊係做一啲好似荃灣咁樣一啲嘉年華或者係一啲社區嘅講座、屋苑講座。呢方面咧其實當然中間安排上面都有少少嘅困難啦。咁但係其實如果任何各位區議員你哋真係可以幫到我哋手帶到我哋去社區裏邊做講座或者係嘉年華嘅話咧，我哋係非常之歡迎嘅。咁亦 都頭先有位議員問，就係關於啲資訊啦。嗰啲咧其實我哋就冇定期發放，但可能咧係可以同你哋再傾翻。譬如喺個別你哋社區裏邊，對於一啲可能排泄物嘅異味嘅問題啊、狗隻嘅行為嘅問題啊、廢聲嘅問題啊，好針對性，我哋都可以提供一啲資訊俾你，或者擺翻喺你哋嘅office 又得啊，你哋派俾啲市民都可以嘅。咁我咁簡單講一句就係話，即今日係第一次即係有機會同大家見面啦。咁我希望就係如果將來你喺社區裏邊遇到任何頭先阿Fiona同阿飛講過嘅問題，或者一啲教育嘅問題，其實隨時都可以聯絡我哋嘅。咁我哋都好希望咧借助你哋嘅幫忙咧，帶我哋去社區，帶我哋去幫助你哋嘅社區嘅居民啦、動物啦。咁希望大家係即係締造一個更加好嘅社區環境嘅，係啦。
好，唔該曬。咁我諗呢、這個項目我哋討論到依一度啦，好嘛？仲有冇同事先有未講想講噶？最後啦，好冇？阿陳教委議員，
主席，佢咗好耐嘅，咁咧就首先歡迎 SPCA 過嚟啦，咁啊就都申報下利益啦，咁我屋企人都係嗰啲member嚟嘅，咁我都唔贊成嗰啲寵物店領養，所以我哋都喺 SPCA 領養嘅，都已經十年嘅啦。咁咧，咁同樣分享下咧，其實咧頭先提過，好似荃灣區咧又搞啲合辦啲嘉年華，其實我哋商區第日可以都考慮下依樣嘢咯，因為將澳咧差唔多領養嘅非正式統計都有五分之一人係有養寵物嘅，咁個需求都越嚟越大嘅。咁既然荃灣區做到，我哋都可以參考佢，睇下我哋有冇機會都喺我哋將澳搞啦。咁至於私人團體方面啦，咁我哋都分享一下我哋亦都同 SPCA 合作過嘅，咁喺我兩院咧維景灣畔都搞過講座嘅，都相當反應熱烈嘅。咁其實即係區議會未必做一次啫，或者喺啲我屋苑有興趣，自己可以做下，個所費亦唔係太昂貴嘅。咁因為始終咧狗始終佢哋一個愛動物團體，佢講嘢比較中肯同埋信服力，佢講嘅嘢有時咧好過我哋講一萬次嘅，咁啊變咗有啲狗主係容易接受咯，咁可以潛移默化佢，更加可以係嗰個屋苑比較和諧啦。咁另外亦都反映過，譬如我哋毒狗案，我哋亦都揾佢求助過啊，佢哋嘅速度係快過警察嘅，咁警察真係愛理不理咧，有時都好無奈咯。咁希望你都留意一下，第日將來咧，我哋有機會嘅。譬如我哋嘅未来发展啊、公园啊或者宠物公园咧，其实好似爱动物协会都可以给予一下啲意见咧，喺嗰啲设计上面咧，就唔系好似而家好似海滨长廊嗰啲咁样个闸口个樽口建个闸口有问题，但唔搞双闸，结果搞一年几之后又要嘥钱重新再整个，结果即系如果可以早啲嘅时候设计好啲，咁就可以更加享用啲，亦都悭到公帑咁样咯。咁啊，多谢主席。
其實我做一個小補充，咁我今日都帶咗一啲資訊咧，係俾各位議員嘅。咁裏邊有我哋嘅單張啦，有我哋嘅聯絡電話啦，亦都有我卡片。咁往後我哋可以即係今日始終時間有限啦，咁我哋往後可以透過唔同嘅渠道咧，可以同大家再溝通翻嘅。
好，唔該曬。咁今日咧唔該曬幾位咧係講解你哋嘅服務啦。咁我都期望嘅未來喺我哋西貢區咧可以有一啲嘅即係社區教育活動。咁我哋稍後咧或者我哋請秘書處都可以再同你溝通啦，睇下咧探討下我哋喺嚟緊會否係可以有啲合作嘅機會喺社區做啲嘅活動，好嘛？
好，
唔該曬嚇，多謝曬你哋。